Namaste, everyone. It's Bill Burke from Advanced Base Camp reporting to you. The move up yesterday from Intermediate Base Camp to ABC was the usual torture, at least the last couple of miles, where all you want is to get there. But I got there and had a good night's sleep, a really good night's sleep. I'm here alone, or at least there's no other climbers with me here. And my schedule is one day ahead of everybody else's. And just to repeat what I said in the last dispatch and then add a little color to it, I'm going to take a rest day here, May 19, at Advanced Base Camp. It's a beautiful, beautiful day, and the move up yesterday was spectacular. Not a wisp of a cloud or a sign of wind on the summit or anywhere else on the mountain, so a really nice day. Same today. So I'm taking a rest day, May 19, at ABC. Tomorrow, Sherpa and I will move up to the North Col, which is Camp 1, about 23,000 feet, and sleep there. The following day, so tomorrow will be May 20 to Camp 1, North Col. May 21, I'll move from Camp 1, North Col, up to Camp 2, and that's about 25,200 feet, I'm guessing. So I'll move up to Camp 2 on May 21. And then on May 22, I'll move from Camp 2 to Camp 3. And, of course, that's high camp on the north side of Mount Everest. It's about 27,300 feet. My plan is then on May 23rd to take a rest day at Camp 3. By myself, with my Sherpa. And then the next day, May 24, starting around 8 p.m. at night, I'll make my summit push. By then, the rest of the team should have caught up with me, and hopefully we'll all summit together. The good news is I had a great weather report from my meteorologist, and his indications, or his report, states that on May 24, the jet stream moves off and away from Mount Everest, so there should be low winds, no precipitation, no snow. Should be a perfect day for a summit attempt. May 23rd, on the other hand, which is my rest day at High Camp, Camp 3, the jet stream is going to sort of meander around the summit, so we could get some heavy winds and may get buffered around a little bit there at Camp 3, but we'll have to wait and see. So that's the plan. From here on, the only communication device is the one I have in my hand here, which is my Thuraya satellite phone. And so all further reports will be by satellite phone. I have no more internet connection, no more email. So you'll be getting reports. I'll try to report to you from each camp, let you know how things are going. So now's the time for those thoughts and prayers, and appreciate your following this trip. Please be sure to pray for everybody, not just me. And I'm pretty excited about where I sit right now. And I think God's been smiling down on me. So I'll call tomorrow from the North Col. Oh, and a note to my wife. I love you very much. And I have only $85 on this satellite phone, so I better charge it up again if you would. And I love you. Okay, bye.